This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast, and today our guest is Depute Council Leader Cammie Day. Cammie, you're looking very mammal, middle-aged man in Lycra, am I allowed to say that? We're out on our bikes and we're down at the gasometer in Granton, and I believe you have a wee story to tell about this.
I mean, I could tell you the history of this and it'll bore you for some time, but this was the Granton gas works. There was, I think, 3 gas towers here and 2 were taken down. Land was bought up by the council a few years back and previous under ownership from National Grid. And we have one amazing gas tower behind us, which has the bell tower goes down, we think, 30 or 40 metres into the ground. So, and there's contaminated land around here, which can't be built on yet, but we'll get around to that. And I suppose just recently it was lit up in a partnership between the college, the council and the contractor. And for me, it's an amazing spectacle. It's a beacon to the city that shows the waterfront development is up for grabs and we're here to do things and make this the next go-to place in Edinburgh. As you fly into the city, this is for me always a marker that says, there's North Edinburgh, I get my bearings for the city. When it's lit up at night, it just looks amazing and we'll be able to change the colourings to fit in where whatever the celebration is, if it's the moonwalk or whatever, we'll do that. But then just recently, you know, it's not going to happen overnight that we fix the gas tower and that we remediate all the land and a bit here. So we're quite keen, I'm really keen, that we make this usable in the interim. So any temporary uses, we're absolutely open to hear that. And most recently, we've heard from a small festival that's keen to come and do some stuff for us.
I think you're being a little modest. I think it was you who contacted them.
So yeah, I'm keen to get anybody who's keen to do festivals to come talk to me and my council officers to get them down to Granton to make it somewhere as a destination for people. So it's
Hidden Door Festival are coming here in September for several days, and they're actually going to use the land really which is next to the gas tower, which is occupied by Edinburgh College, and they're going to have a partnership with Edinburgh College. Some of their students are going to learn about how to run events, that kind of thing, and we have got the most fantastic photograph of the gas tower lit up, and there were fireworks, weren't there? See, nobody knew about this. It was done so much on the
quiet. It's kept in the quiet obviously because of COVID, but there was a few of us down to see the lights go on, and we got one of the students who helped design the lighting for the gas tower to switch the lights on that night as well. So it was amazing, and you know, the festival that's going to happen here will be, I suppose, a start of it. I've also had recent discussions with the Fly Festival, which some people might know brings 3,000-4,000 young people into city centre every year. It's been a huge success, and you know, they would also be keen to come here. We've had kind of informal discussions with the Festival Fringe about, could this become a venue of the future for some of the events that they host? So yeah, it's an absolute up and coming place, and I think the gas tower for me is, as I said, the beacon that says things are happening in Granton. As I'm sure as we cycle around, Phyllis, we'll see some of the other amazing things that are around.
I'm gonna get on my bike here too.
Are you gonna cycle or use your power?
I'm going to just cycle, perhaps, but I'm going to use a little power to keep up with you on your boy racer bike, you know. But the other good thing about this particular area is that there are great bus routes here. This is a bus terminus, really, just up here, and there's I saw an East Coast bus 113 here, and I was thinking, gosh, anybody coming to the festival is going to be able to use that. So. And then, of course, you know, we've got a 38 bus sitting here waiting to go. But and this is where Edinburgh College is. But do you think this is kind of the forgotten area of the city? I know you're trying hard not to let it be forgotten.
I think it'd be fair to say maybe we've concentrated in looking inwards to the city and make sure that everything in the city and the centre has been developed and is great for the people who live in the city and people who want to visit the city. But it's now time. Some people have said we've turned our back on the waterfront for many years. It's now time to face up to that and do something exciting. We're just passing right now on the left-hand side the Scottish Gas HQ, which they came here because this was to be a place where, you know, thousands of people would want to live and work. The tram line would come here. We've got a brand new Morrison's and a new college, which is located here because of the access to active travel and a tram route. And a whole, you know, the sites along here will build around 4,000 homes for people, but we want there to be jobs for people to do, link into 20-minute neighbourhoods. So big employers like Scottish Gas behind us, and all the local businesses you'll see setting up around here are absolutely important to make this the next. The development will be the size of the new town, so it'll be a new town for Edinburgh.
It's huge, isn't
but
it?
But even better.
And these are nice buildings. I mean, these are, you know, it's anybody who doesn't know it, it looks perhaps a little bit like the buildings out at Edinburgh Park or the Gael or wherever. But then in the middle of it, we have this beautiful red brick building, which used to be a railway station. And there are plans for that too.
Yeah, so Carling Park Railway Station is here in front of us, which was built in, I think, the 1860s. And then decommissioned in the mid-1900s, and it latterly supplied coal to the gasworks down here as well. And only recently we had one of the government ministers down who are keen to invest money through the Level Up Fund, and we're suggesting that this part of Granton in terms of gas tower and here should be part of that. So but the council, through its own resources and some town centre funding, has put, I think, a total package around £4.5 million into renovating that whole area, which will see the outsides of it create a new civic square where we'll have pop-up markets and stalls, and the building itself will become a start-up for creative businesses and things. And then behind it, in what was the old car park, will be, I think it's 60 new innovative homes which will trial all brand new technologies. See, could we build houses through quite new technologies here in Granton, and if that's a success, we have another 4,000 to build. So again, 4,000 new families move into this part of the city. As I said, it will become the side of the new town, and we need to make sure there's a whole number of things to do around here. People can work and enjoy the new Granton waterfront.
Yeah, it's terrific. It's a lovely building. It really is. It's a beautiful building. And then, of course, the other thing that we've got, not just right here, but a mere cycle hop away from here, we've got the new community asset transfer off Pennywell Road, which is going to be the new library and all sorts of things happening there. So this is, North Edinburgh is the place to be.
It is, and it will be even better. So we've got that on the Pennywell hub that's been developed here. You've got a hub at the Carling Park Railway Station, and then just behind it, the site that's allocated for a new National Galleries collection to come to North Edinburgh as well. So, you know, in some parts we've got a business sector at the south and the west of the city. Maybe it's time for North Edinburgh to be the cultural quarter of the city, and see if that can bring more and more business and communities into the north of the city.
I want to just take you back here along this cycle path, which goes really past the gasometer, just to have another wee look at it. And this is so this whole area is reachable by public transport, but it literally is just off the cycle paths and very easily accessible, either from coming from Crammond or coming from the city centre or whatever. But this whole area here is round about the gas tower is long marsh grass. It's probably the best way to describe it.
I think it's quite an interesting site. It's a huge site. It goes from here at West Granton all the way down to Gypsy Bray at Crammond. So it's a huge site around the gas tower. Mm-hmm. And Hidden Doors have got a track record of opening up sites like this and making them usable for the public, so I'm really looking forward to that. You know, as you say, just past here is the college and the West Grant Road, so it's hugely accessible by bus and by cycle lanes. And also, you know, I'd hoped that in the future we see line 1B tram line coming down here as well.
Yeah, that would be great, wouldn't it, if the tram line would just extend a little further, but that will be a few years to come. So really, within the next decade, this whole area here is going to be just so much better than it is now.
So we cycle through here now through Fourth Quarter Park, you know, which is a purpose-built park as part of this development, which is a public park, which is funded by all the people that live and work alongside it. They all make a contribution to that. And just past the houses in front of us, is the first one of the housing developments at Western Villages, which is a building site just now, but it's good news for me to see the first tranche of, I think, 400 homes being built here in the waterfront.
And some of them will be affordable, I'm sure.
Yep, absolutely. I think it's 25% of those, so 100 of these houses will be some form of affordable, whether that's mid-market rent or social rent. And they'll be, you know, they'll be built around this amazing park.
So this ticks all the boxes, and well done you, Cammy, for suggesting it to Hidden Door, because it's going to be an outdoor festival with loads of space here for social distancing. Yeah, shining a spotlight on North Edinburgh, which of course is your favourite area of the city, isn't it?
It's the best part of the city, you know. And it's got so much opportunity to create amazing houses for people. It's got the opportunities now to create jobs and feed into the initiatives of 20-minute neighbourhoods, when we've got a college behind us, thousands of homes being built around about us, and big employers on our doorstep. So I suppose I want to encourage more big employers. And in the future, we have plans for the Gas Tower to say to the development world, come to us with ideas. You know, what could this be? Could it be like in Dublin or in London, or the Gas Tower Hotel? There's luxury flats in London. There's a park built into one of the ones in King's Place in London. And in Vienna and across the world, there are gas towers that have been transformed into something amazing. So I'm absolutely confident the same will happen here. And I think if Channel 4 or Netflix are listening and want to come and have a city centre base in one of the best cities in the world, then we're ready to listen to them.
Terrific. Thank you for being our guest today.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much for listening to the Edinburgh Report. Listen out for more episodes coming soon, and make sure you don't miss any by hitting the subscribe button now. This is one of the platforms where we can help advertise your business to our listeners. Would you like to know more about that? Then email editor@theedinburghreporter.co.uk. And remember, you can subscribe to have our monthly newspaper delivered to you direct. Sign up today on our website, www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.